And we got Richard P. Smith back with us this week on the Outdoor Show. Richard, thanks for taking a little time in the busy season for you right now.
Yeah, it's coming up. I've been checking baits, getting ready for bear season, and I've got the third hunt, which starts the 25th. I'm raring to go.
Well, before we get started here, I do want to plug your website, richardpsmith.com, and for those that have been living under a rock or in a cave, Richard is a renowned outdoor writer, books about black bears, white-tailed deer, DVDs as well. They're at Book World. I know the whole spiel now because I've had you on so much. But richardpsmith.com.
Good job, Adam.
There you go. And I really do appreciate you coming in and talking with us. You know, this is our time of the year to sit down and really reflect on bear hunting and get some good stories in. And I want to hear about this massive bear that apparently was shot in White Pine. Is that correct?
Yeah, near White Pine. Onondaga County is one of the best counties in the UP for bears. Every year, almost the highest number of bears come from that county.
Harvested bears?
Yes, harvested bears.
Because I know the Amazon unit has a higher number of bear population by estimate.
Right, but they issue fewer licenses for that unit, the Amazon unit, than they do for the Berglund unit, which includes Onondaga County. Lots of bears over there, but they've also got some dandies.
Apparently.
John McIntosh, hunting with a longbow, made a 10-yard shot on a huge bear weighing more than 600 pounds. They had to skin and quarter it to get out of the woods. It was so huge, they couldn't move it.
Yeah.
So they had to break it down into parts to get it out of the woods. So they weren't able to get an actual weight. It may have been 650, 675. I've seen black bears weighing over 800 pounds, so they're capable of getting that size.
That's the biggest one you've seen in Michigan, or just an overall?
Overall. It was a Minnesota bear that I saw weighing over 800 pounds. The biggest one I know of from the UP weighed 700 pounds.
So this isn't too far off.
No, and it came from the same general area.
Oh.
In Onondaga County. But it's neat that this guy hunting with a longbow. He had trail cameras pictures of the bear, so he knew it was there, and he was hunting specifically for this big bear. And he hunted starting September 10th, and he got it on opening day.
Well, I watched the video, the link you sent me, and I actually put a link up on our Facebook page at Adam Carpenter's Outdoor Show on Facebook. I will mention that there is graphic language at the very end of it, and it's not the greatest video in the world, but still, I would be excited just to have a video like that documenting my success of no way he's shooting a bigger bear than that in his life. The odds are so slim.
Exactly. But what's important to take note of, this video is, I don't know, 15 minutes long. This guy waited patiently for the right shot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he had other shot opportunities earlier that he could have taken, but they weren't the best shot. He was patient. He waited for the best shot.
You could tell that this guy had experience around black bears because I'm sure you can confirm this. Once you understand sort of what a bear acts like, you can tell if they're comfortable or not, or if they're getting comfortable, if they really, really want to be there. There's no reason to rush the shot.
Exactly. In fact, if you get a rush of adrenaline when you see a bear of that size or even a 300-pounder, it's important to let yourself calm down a little bit to wait for a good shot. So there's other benefits there for waiting.
Over 600 pounds, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's a tremendous bear. It's among the largest taken in Michigan. I think the biggest I've known of in the UP is about 700 pounds.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing that this guy has it on video, too. So check that out on our Facebook page. Richard, if you would hang around with us for our next Outdoor Report, I'd like to talk about some strategy now that dog hunters are out. And I'd also like to talk about this award that you've recently gotten. So can you hang around for the second Outdoor Report?
Sure, be happy to, Adam.
Richard P. Smith, UP author of Black Bear and Whitetail Books. Check it out at richardpsmith.com. And we'll be back with him later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.